This is Steve Ember with In the News in VOA Special English. Yasser Arafat was buried Friday in the West Bank city of Ramallah on the grounds of the Mukatta. That is the headquarters of the Palestinian Authority, which Mr. Arafat led as president. Officials wanted to keep the area clear, but tens of thousands of Palestinians gathered. Palestinian guards fired shots into the air in an effort to keep order after a helicopter brought the body. Some mourners waved Palestinian flags and pictures of the man they also knew by his war name, Abu Ammar. Earlier in the day, Egypt held a private military funeral in Cairo. The presidents of Syria, Lebanon, Sudan, and Indonesia were among the foreign leaders who attended. Saudi Crown Prince Abdullah and American Assistant Secretary of State William Burns were also there. Mr. Arafat died early Thursday at a French military hospital near Paris. He was 75 years old. Yasser Arafat spent 40 years leading the efforts for a Palestinian nation. Some people will remember him as a terrorist. Israel had restricted him to the Mukatta since December of 2001, until he became sick recently. Israel held him responsible for many bombings and other attacks on civilians. But others will see him as a freedom fighter who made the world think about the Palestinians. Yet he was not always very popular. There was criticism of dishonesty in the Palestinian Authority, and now Palestinians must find all the money that he put into banks around the world. They will also need to find a new leader. Prime Minister Ahmed Correa is taking Mr. Arafat's duties with the Palestinian Authority. Mahmoud Abbas, the former prime minister, was named to head the Palestine Liberation Organization. Farouk Kaddoumi will lead Fatah, Mr. Arafat's movement within the PLO. And Rawi Fatouh, the parliament speaker, is to serve as temporary president for 60 days. After that, Palestinian law calls for elections for a new president. Yasser Arafat was born in Cairo in August of 1929. As a teenager, he supplied weapons to Palestinians fighting Jews and British troops in the British territory of Palestine. Yet, in 1994, he shared the Nobel Peace Prize for a peace agreement with Israel. Then, in 2000, there was an American-negotiated plan to exchange land for peace. Israel accepted. Mr. Arafat did not. In September of 2000, Palestinians in the West Bank and Gaza began new violence that continues today. On Friday, President Bush said he believes there is a great chance to establish a Palestinian state. He said he will work for that goal during his next 4 years. He spoke during a news conference in Washington with British Prime Minister Tony Blair. Mr. Blair wants to hold an international conference. With Yasser Arafat gone, he says it is important to renew the search for what he called a genuine, lasting, and just peace in the Middle East. In the News in VOA Special English was written by Geraldine Watson. This is Steve Ember.